All right, we're talking to you, our listeners. We want to hear what's on your mind. Give us a call, 877-29-STEVE.
Let's go. 29-STEVE. Yeah. One day it'll be 29 Tommy, but right now it's 29 Steve, y'all. Come on.
Never.
All right, Steve, we're going to Chicago to talk to Carrie right now.
Carrie?
Hi. Yes,
up in Chicago. V. We up at the V, baby.
Yeah.
You know it's V103.
That's huh. Right.
What? All right.
What?
Go ahead, talk to us.
I just wanted to say I have a feeling of relief but sadness. Today I think about my father, who was born in 1929 in Helena, Arkansas, served this country faithfully, went overseas, came back to the U.S. with nothing. And he told me during my childhood that that police could never be held accountable for doing anything to Black people, ever. And this was so indoctrinated in him. He really believed it, and he lived through Jim Crow. He lived through a whole lot. And sadly, my father never got to see this day, and I feel relieved. I hope he's looking down saying, you know, they got him. But, you know, I feel sadness and mixed relief.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with you. I know my father told me so many things. I know my father cannot believe today. My father was gone. He couldn't believe Barack Obama was president. You know why I know he couldn't believe it? Because I really didn't believe it.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you, I did not think in my lifetime I would see a Black man as the president of the United States.
I don't think none of us did. Any of us.
I was stunned.
You're right.
I prayed.
And it was one of the greatest gifts in politics that God has given to us. And so now, you know, I do agree with you, and well said. And you know, we got a lot to do, but I think that we're going to remain a voting block power, because they got mad about Georgia becoming blue, and Texas almost flipping, and Philly and all of that. So now they're actually coming up with voter suppression laws.
Mm-hmm.
What Georgia did was blatant racism.
Oh, yes.
In your face, we locked the door, we signed 100 pieces of paper, and nothing you can do about it. Wow.
Yep, you know it. It's sad. It's heartbreaking, but
they're going to.
We have to stick together and vote.
We do.
Thank
you so much.
What was her name, Steve?
Mm-mm. Just say B103.
All right, we'll be back with more of your calls at 877-29-STEVE right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.